with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. This is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. People love their pets, and people love their plants, but what happens when your plants can hurt your pets? You need to carefully consider if your pet has any bad garden habits like chewing on plants or digging before selecting plants for your landscape. Plants that remain at ground level are especially risky if your pet is a selective vegetarian. Each plant will affect dogs and cats differently. Here are some of the more common plants in our area that dogs and cats will need to stay away from according to the ASPCA. Azaleas and rhododendrons, boxwoods, buckeyes, burning bushes, any bulbs like daffodils and tulips, English ivy, any member of the Allium genus like onions, chives, garlic, and leeks, hollies, hydrangeas, lantana, surprise lilies, yews, and yucca. Some of these plants will produce more severe symptoms than others, but the most toxic plant on this list is the yew. It does not take very much of the plant to be fatal, so take extra care when supervising animals around yews. Some plants will only affect cats, but not dogs. These include daylilies and true lilies. Common plants in our area that are safe for both dogs and cats include crepe myrtles, bachelor's buttons, bamboo, celosia, coral bells, and zinnias. If your pet is showing symptoms of poisoning, or if your animal ate a plant that you're unsure how it will affect them, you can call the ASPCA Animal Poison Control Center at 888-426-4435 for more information on how to help your pet. If you're unsure about the identity of a plant your pet has eaten part of, contact your local extension office. The act of designing gardens with pets in mind is colloquially known as petscaping. Here are a few principles of petscaping that will allow your pets to enjoy your yard. First, look up any plants you have to determine their animal toxicity and select any new plants based on their safety for dogs and cats. Plants with thorns are also not recommended, as any downed branches can pierce your pet's feet and low-hanging branches can cause problems with eyes if accidentally run into. Mulch is a very beneficial part of every landscape, but make sure that the mulch is natural wood with no dyes. While these dyes cannot kill your pet might still be sensitive to them. Many garden chemicals will have what is known as a re-entry interval, or REI, where entry is restricted after spraying to allow for the chemical concentration to drop. Always read the label of any ag chemical before applying it to a place where people or animals will frequent. The label will also have information on how the chemical might affect pets. When possible, opt for non-chemical control options to maximize the safety of your pets. Pull weeds instead of spraying, spray bugs off of your plants with a stream of water instead of chemicals, and fertilize using organic options. If you have a compost bin in your backyard, make sure your pet cannot get into any food scraps you compost. Providing shade and water will help your animal stay cool and hydrated during the hot summer months. Lastly, use pathways to train your pet where they should be walking by allowing them to follow you on these paths. With some careful training and plant selection on your part, you can ensure that your pets stay healthy and can enjoy your landscapes as much as you do.